24 score and 2 years ago, the United States of America was born, ushering in the dawn of a new age, one marked by resistance to tyranny and the triumph of democracy. Though the Founding Fathers limited who could access a ballot, over time, great Americans have sought to extend suffrage to all citizens, regardless of income, race, or gender. Today, we finally see an America where everyone can vote. But unfortunately, not all of us do. My vote matters because my ability to cast a ballot is what makes America a democracy. American participation in today's elections is alarmingly low. According to fairvote.org, 60% of U.S. citizens vote in presidential elections, while there is only a 40% turnout for midterms. Shockingly, these numbers are far from the smallest in American history. In 1924, there was only 48.9% turnout for the presidential election, and in 1926, a whopping 32.9% of eligible voters cast their ballots in the midterm. As American citizens, we cherish our democracy. Our Constitution boasts by the people, for the people, but what happens when the people don't show up? Many are unsatisfied with America's current political state, yet nearly half the country doesn't even attempt to participate in our democracy. Influence thus becomes the first reason why my vote matters. Another reason why every citizen's vote is a critical one is the discrepancies that have occurred historically between the winner of the popular vote and the candidate who is actually elected. According to The Independent, only 5 times in American history has the loser of the popular vote won the election. John Quincy Adams in 1824, Rutherford B. Hayes in 1876, Benjamin Harrison in 1888, George W. Bush in 2000, and Donald Trump in 2016. This phenomenon occurs when a candidate does not have a true majority of voters backing them, but despite that makes up the majority in certain states that then add points together to produce a winning candidate. This all comes back to voter turnout. If only 60% of people are even voting in these elections, how do we ensure that the candidate the majority wants is elected? The results have been mixed, but the remedy to this political woe is showing up on November 6th. The final reason why my vote matters comes from who I am. I am a young adult, a member of the group who votes the least and subsequently whose voice is the least heard. America's politics are often debated and decided by those who won't actually live to see the long-term impacts of certain policy. Young people being involved in our democracy is crucial, as those who have to live with their political decisions are likely to be more careful when making them. While I'm not old enough to vote in the 2018 midterms, I'll be ready to cast my ballot in 2020. The United States has become a symbol of hope and freedom around the world. People from all walks of life come to America, drawn by the democratic principles that exist not only in our government, but in how we conduct our day-to-day lives. At the root of this democracy lies the vote. It is not enough to have opinions. We must take initiative and act on them to continually foster America's values of freedom and equality. The democracy that comes from our vote is what makes America great, and it is why my vote and every vote matters. Thank you.